This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing a brand new company on the show. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is ZU Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ZEUCF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up on the CSE. You can find them under the ticker symbol ZEU. And with us today is the director and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Frank Dumas. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Before we get into the Q&A today, just give my listeners a little bit of about statement of what ZU Technologies, what you guys do and what you guys are all about.
Well, ZU is actually communication, privacy, and peer-to-peer blockchain development company. So we're developing application on the blockchain and are using blockchain technology to allow people to, or to empower people, to allow them to take control back of their personal information, and at the same time allowed for peer-to-peer application to be developed and to be monetized by different communities.
For people who aren't familiar with blockchain and peer-to-peer, or who think blockchain is synonymous with cryptocurrency, what does blockchain do, and what does your company exactly do? How do you make your money?
Well, I think the best way to explain it and make it simple is to say that, for example, Bitcoin is a digital currency, but it runs on a Bitcoin blockchain protocol. And the currency itself is an application. The protocol, you can do a lot more things with it. And that's what we're doing, is we're developing application either on top of public blockchain like Ethereum, EOS, and Bitcoin, but we're also developing and augmenting this with our own private permission-based blockchain functionalities. So a few things that we're doing, for example, and maybe I should explain peer-to-peer also first, but a peer-to-peer concept, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but we had all these sharing music, sharing service like Napster.
Right.
And
yep, I am.
That was the first iteration. That was the first iteration, or the first example that we saw of commercially successful, or at least successful, application done with peer-to-peer application or with the peer-to-peer concept back in the days. And we kind of walk away from that. Social media should have been like that, but somehow it got diverted, became very centralized, and now you get all these big companies making tons of money, exploiting your data, exploiting what you like in life, what hobby you have, where you go, because they track your phone, you know, second by second, meter by meter, and they sell all that, they package that data, and they sell it, and they make a ton of money. You make nothing out of it.
That's amazing.
That's the first thing we want to do, is to actually give back that power to people. So first, we want to tell you when we take your data. Also, we want to give you privacy. So we don't want to know who you are. But if you allow us and you want to use our application, we will take some information from you. But the advertiser, for example, that might communicate with you in your email, will pay you for that. They'll pay you for the privilege of having access to you. And that's not what's happening right now. You could be you could be talking to someone in your house.
So you're saying you found a way for the consumer to monetize their online voice, if you will.
Well, I'll give you an example of one of the applications that will be probably the mainship or the flagship of our application. It's the Moolah Mail application. This is a decentralized, distributed privacy email, encrypted end-to-end, and it has a marketplace. So I'll give you an example. I run a small shop, I don't know, M product, or I'm selling coffee beans or whatever. I want to get access to you. I communicate with Moolah and with ZU, and I actually get a list of accounts. because we don't know your name when you have an email account with us. What we know is that you have a string, an encrypted string address, which is a digital wallet in which your email is running. And so that person or that company will be allowed to send you, I don't know, let's say $5 worth of coins that are the coffee bean coins, for example. Now, if you don't want to receive anything from them, you don't want to be solicited by them, you can block them. You can also just resell or gift that $5 token. But you could actually make money out of it. And that, but if you keep it in your email, in your digital wallet, which is your email, your new email account with us, then you authorize these people to send you their promotion or send you their special, whatever it is. And if you're interested in it, you could actually go out on the marketplace that we have and buy more, probably at discount, from people that either don't live in the area, don't have access to the product, or aren't just not interested. But some, you're making money out of your own data.
Yeah. If you would, tell us a little bit about your first iteration of the peer-to-peer community that you're developing right now, and when do you think you might be able to monetize that and actually start bringing revenues? Because it looks like your balance sheet is very strong. You paid off all your debt. I think you put out a press release on April the 5th about paying like $1.1 million off of debt.
Well, there's still some debt. There's still probably about $5 million worth of debt. We're planning to be out of debt totally and be profitable in the next 12 months. If you look at it, there's about 30-something million, 35, 36 million shares out only, of which about 20 million are owned by insiders or institutions, and that's not going anywhere. So worst-case scenario, even if we're delayed by COVID or anything else, we could still raise a little bit of money via equity and bring the balance sheet to zero. So we're looking at probably making money this year, starting to generate regular revenue, because we did generate a little bit of revenue in the past, but now it's going to be a recurrent thing as we roll out our gambling and gaming platform. So what we want to do is a peer-to-peer casino. That's the first few things we're going to put out, and a lottery. And this is happening in the next few weeks.
Wow.
So what's going to happen is, you as a gamer or a gambler, you want to bet on esports. You want to bet on, you know, my favorite U.S. football team, New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And you go in and you buy a certain amount of tokens to be able to bet, because you're going to have to go in and out of tokens to execute the bet. And you don't like the parlay, or you don't like the betting offer. You'll be able to actually underwrite your own betting offer, put it out there in the marketplace, and see if somebody else can match you. If somebody else says, okay, I'm a fan of the Cowboys, and I'll match your bet. You know, I'll take the opposite side. And then you realize, for example, that you bet that New Orleans will get to the Super Bowl, and you got like a 12-1 at the beginning of the season, and then you get to October, November, and you realize they've won a bunch of games. And now suddenly, if I was to go out and buy the same bet, it would be maybe a 2-1 or a 3-1.
Exactly.
So that 12-1 now becomes valuable. You could actually cash out that bet right out on our marketplace platform. And you could go to your guys. If you have a pool, you have a football pool or hockey pool, and you connect to all your people on Facebook or any other platform, you'll be able to get your pool automated with us, that it will pay out automatically. It will get the statistic automatically and get your results live. So we have a sports books also that's coming, and that's not us. Like, we're the service provider. This is all true partners with a gambling license and in different place in the world. And we're going to do, as a second phase later this year, bet trading. So a little bit what I explained in terms of the peer-to-peer marketplace, so individuals to individuals, will also allow bookies and gambling operators to reduce their risk. So often what you're going to see is that you're going to have a gambling operators in one geographical area, let's say Manchester in England, and they're way too exposed to Manchester United, for example. But then they can find a bookie who's in Italy, who's way too exposed to something else. So these guys can actually create a derivative on our platform and reduce collectively their risk, like put their risk together, just in case that bet doesn't turn out the right way for them. And so they get less exposed a little bit. They can resell that to the public also.
Frank, I want to ask you this. Is there only going to be one certain cryptocurrency used on there, or is there going to be multiple coins that are used on this platform?
No, but if you look at it, and I would move away a little bit from the gambling one, which is one of the applications that will connect to the main platform. The main platform will be the Moolah platform.
Okay.
Now, on the Moolah platform, it's pretty simple. So even mom and pops will be able to use it. This is not something that you need to know that you're using blockchain, which I believe that's the biggest problem we have right now. Is if
right.
you want the mass to adopt it, they don't want to know. They don't want to, like most of them. Some wants to know, but most people don't want to know what kind of code is behind the application they're using. They just want to see it work and being interesting and being fun to use. And so when people will open an email with us or an account with us, they'll get a few things. So they'll get access to fiat money account, so to a debit card with MasterCard or Visa. And they'll be able to go to an ATM and withdraw money or to deposit money. They'll be able to buy also different currencies, so Bitcoin, Litecoin, EOS, Ethereum, Monero, at least like the 15 biggest currency.
Right, right.
And then they'll be able to actually interact with the child coins or the sub coins of the ZU coins that will come in. So we have a subsidiary that's called ZU Pay, the banking license and custodian license in Europe. And that will be the provider of the financial service. So down the road, within the next year and a half, what you'll see also is micro lending or peer-to-peer lending based on for example, the reputation score that you'll be developing. So we want to bypass the credit ratings that you get from these agencies that, again, to this day now are starting to use the data that they collect from the Facebook, Googles, and other guys out there. And that's dangerous because you're going to get a credit sometimes denied. You have no idea why. And it's because you share some street racing video.
Your story is very fascinating, Frank. We've got about 30 to 40 seconds left. What are the next steps for ZU Technologies in closing here?
Well, in the next quarter, we're rolling out all the platform, the technological platform for the gambling and for the gaming. There's also the bet trading also. If all goes well, if the regulators and the gaming commission, different jurisdiction are playing with us, that's going to start to generate revenue. Then we're rolling out later this year the main platform on which we already have a lot of partners that will come and connect into it and bring us volume. So this thing will probably, there's two options here. Either it falls flat and nobody likes it, or if a few people likes it, it will eventually become viral. And we're not expecting any silver bullet or one big contract comes in. This is something that as it goes, you open an account, for example, you start to use it, you like it, you're going to get your friends to use it or a few of your close people that you work with to use it, and they'll do the same. So that's exponential as a development. And we think that we have a killer application for blockchain that will actually bring blockchain to your, 75 years old uncle. He's going to start to use it because it makes sense, because he can get paid for his own data, and he takes power back for his own data. So that's a other company that right now is 16 million of market cap in the U.S. That will also uplist to OTCQB very soon. We're in the process of doing that. That is financed, at least for the time being. This is pretty interesting.
Frank Dumas has been my guest today. He is the CEO and President and Director of ZU Technologies. Check him out. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ZEUCF. If you're up there in Canada, look him up on the CSE under the ticker symbol ZEU. Frank, thanks so much. I'm really intrigued on this company, and it sounds like you got a lot of moving parts. Hopefully you come back in 30 to 40 days. Give us an update when you launch one of these platforms.
I would definitely come back.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.